the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you up drunk.
Meg. He's a good looking man. I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Feeling great. Ready to go.
Yep.
It's a good day today. I've just got a feeling in my bones.
Really?
Yep.
Very positive.
Well, yeah, I'll
where does it come from?
Yeah, pretty good night's sleep. Ready to go. It's just
why he's feeling so great tonight because it was his partner's birthday dinner last night.
Oh, yeah. Well,
assuming you got lucky.
I did cook a delicious coq au vin.
Oh, you did
that
it.
That was the first time, wasn't it?
Yeah, first time trying it. Yeah, it was good. 7 hours, the chicken marinates in the red wine with herbs and stuff. It's delicious.
Sounds great.
So for my partner's birthday, I slapped a schnitzel together. And you're marinating stuff for 7 hours. I feel like a really touchy fiance right now.
Oh, look, nothing wrong with the schnitzel.
It says a lot about the type of meal you dish up for your partner, like, you know, the way you feel about
the fact that he loves a schnitzel.
Well, yeah, that's right. Just know what he
whenever
likes.
Whenever we go anywhere, he checks for schnitzel on the menu.
If you served him up whatever that thing Crevo made
Cockles,
was.
Huh?
Yeah. Do you think you would have been like, oh, no, give me the schnitzel?
Probably. Absolutely.
Why, Maddie, why are you nervous around those words? Cockover?
I'm just not even going to attend. yes, guys. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Big day in your house yesterday.
Oh, it was a big day. We've
new cars,
got
new cars.
Toy, just great.
Yeah,
you got a big stable, don't you? Full of cars and stuff.
The stable, the backyard, I fear, will soon be full of toys.
Do you think it'll be one of those places, like a backyard where there's just so many cars, there's not much room for the grass to grow?
I don't want it to be like that, though, Creeper.
Busted cars.
I want you to think about something for a second, though, Jess, and I hate to be negative, but I'm going to. If you guys break up, you get half.
Oh. Do I, though?
Yeah, I think you
do. Yeah, which ones do you want?
Maybe the one that was purchased yesterday, to be
honest. The newer one.
Oh, the new what was it again?
It's red. It's a Ford.
That's the
it goes vroom vroom.
That's all you know. A red Ford.
It's not a Mazda, guys. Jackson, good morning. We'll just get half if she decided to run off.
You can take 75%, I think.
Oh,
75%?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it depends how long you've been together, but you're not engaged, but you're a de facto relationship. So sure, I haven't looked into this at all.
I knew that you would have some info.
Of course, Jackson's all across this.
100%, you've got to be. You've got to protect yourself, Jess. Just remember that.
I will, thank you.
Great advice.
We've got your back, Jess. We've got your back.
Hey, Lads vs. Lasses is up next. The Lads are on 82. You're climbing back. The Lasses on 91. It's the ultimate battle of the sexes game. We've got 4 tickets up for grabs to New FM's exclusive screening of Ghostbusters Afterlife at Event Cinemas in Glendale, Wednesday, the 1st of December. If you want to play, we need one guy, one girl right now. 13, 10, 09.
Is it
the guys.
Still the Ghostbusters with all the chicks?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it is.
Surely not.
I think
that was a big old flop, wasn't it?
I don't know. Flop. That went very well.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, no one knows because no one watched it.
Well, you can go find out for free when we
buy
these tickets.
Oh, surely it'll be a better version. They would have learnt their lesson, right?
Oh, I'm just live Googling it now.
Yeah.
Stars Paul Rudd.
Oh.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Sexiest man alive.
That's what I was about to say, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm down for that.
Mm.
Great.
Oh, well, you can take Maddie with you.
There you go.
13, 10, 09 if you want to play Lads vs. Lasses.
Yeah.
The Novos.
Lads. Versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, no pressure, but the Lads need to win every day for the next 9 days for you to even be even with the Lasses.
Yeah, it's not going to be a problem. We're going to win every one.
Well, you apparently don't have anyone calling through, so it might be a default for us.
You with your details. Details.
4 tickets up for grabs to our exclusive screening of Ghostbusters Afterlife at Event Cinemas in Glendale, Wednesday the 1st of December.
That's right. Very simple. Shall we meet our lass?
Let's do it.
Okay. Our lass's name is Susan. She's from Cessnock, a nurse, and going to Europe in 2 months. Oh, that's really cool. Married with kids, and her first grandchild was a few weeks ago. Says if she ever had to get divorced, the other half can have anything but the dog. Oh, this is sentimental, and I get it, Susan. Dog's a family.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, what type of dog is it?
She's a dingo.
Oh,
that's amazing.
That's just fascinating.
How do you get a pet dingo?
Let's go to the dingo shop.
I had to have them.
Oh, really? I thought it was
we've
illegal.
Spoken to you before, Susan, and we were equally as shocked last time when you had a dingo.
I remember, yeah.
This is right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Let's get into your questions. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
You sound ready. Good. Number one, what does the brand Exide make?
Batteries.
That is correct. One on the board. Well done. All right, number two. Which camping fridge would cost more? An Engel 45 litre or a Frostbite 45 litre?
An Engel?
That is correct.
Well done.
Good stuff. You really know your lad stuff. All right, number three. What is a walk maker?
I don't know.
Okay. It's the moulds for making stepping stones.
Oh.
Well, there you go. Hey, good job. 2 out of 3. Hard to beat. Let's meet our lad this morning, Liam. His favourite food is pizza and thinks pineapple is totally fine as a topping. And his worst habit is buying things on Facebook Marketplace. Liam, good morning.
Good morning. How you going?
Yeah, going well, man. Hey, you've got 2 for an instant draw today, or... If you win, get all 3, rather, you win. Here we go. Question number 1 for you. Multiple choice. Which R&B singer also has their own line of wine called Sun Goddess Wine? Is it A, Lizzo, B, Mary J. Blige, or C, Mariah Carey?
Got to get it with Mariah.
Mariah is incorrect.
Ah, it's no.
Mary J. Blige. Question 2. Which hair care brand makes Silhouette Lacquer Super Hold Hairspray? Because that, you know, we all know that. No.
Can't hear, man.
So I'm going to give you a no. That means lasses win.
Lasses win. Congratulations to Susan.
Well done, Susan.
You win 4 tickets to Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Cool. Big congratulations.
Very good. Hey, guys, coming up next, Crevo, you were just saying before it was your partner Emmy's birthday last
night.
How old did she turn?
She turned 31.
You are quite romantic.
Yeah.
A whole lot of things you did for her last night. We're going to run through the next. I've got a few questions for you.
Of course. You like to quiz people that have had a romantic night. It's part of your personality.
The Novos. Crevo, big night last night, of course. Your fiance Emmy's birthday, 31. It's not a big birthday.
No, but still.
You planned a few nice things because you were saying on the show she banked her present.
Yeah.
So she can get a larger one at another time.
Yeah.
But I still think you should be doing something nice, and I know you did.
Yeah, so last night I did some cooking, which was good. I made a coq au vin, which is delicious.
I know I play this all the time with you, but.
Yeah,
better.
Crank it up. Absolutely. Which is fantastic. I've never made it before. Coq au vin.
Coq au vin.
I love how you say it with the accent.
Well, you have to. Yeah. Otherwise, what are you doing?
How do you say it in the Aussie accent? Coq au vin.
Coq au vin, maybe.
Doesn't it have a T at the end of it as well?
Huh?
Doesn't it have a T at the end of it? Like
no.
Crevant?
No, it's V-I-N is the...
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Meg. Don't ever try.
No,
I'm terrible at spelling, so you made me question myself there for a second. Absolutely.
So what is a coq au vin?
Basically, it's chicken cooked in wine. So you get a nice bottle of wine. Don't stinge on it. And then... like a Pinot Noir or something, a bit dry. And then you put it in the bowl with a bouquet garni. And
what's a bouquet garni?
You have to explain every step.
That's like every ingredient.
A bundle of herbs, basically. So you get some like parsley stems, a bay leaf, maybe some thyme from the garden.
Oh, yep.
Wrap it up in a little string and you put it all in there. and you leave it for like 6 to 8 hours in the fridge.
Was she expecting such a nice meal when she got home?
She asked what I was cooking and I gave the game away about halfway through. Like, hate to surprise like you in some ways. So, you know, there's that. But look, very, very happy with the result. It was delicious. Lovely mash with it, some green beans.
Explain the setting, the table setting. Okay.
Beautiful bunch of flowers that I bought as
roses.
Well. Some roses, a bit of a mix because she likes different things. Out. No, no, Emmy doesn't like only roses.
Oh,
okay. Likes a bit of a mix. So we had them. Nice big bunch of helium balloons as well, just to create a bit of a party vibe. You know, a nice happy birthday banner and everything, just to create a bit of an atmosphere because hardly any good restaurants open on a Monday. So I was like, you can't do fine dining. Everyone shuts on a Monday. So I'll create the atmosphere at home.
Yeah.
Good success. And then I ordered a cake. I thought French theme. Go to my favorite French patisserie.
Yeah, yeah.
So I rang them up and to order a cake. And I said, look, I'd like to order a small cake just for a couple of people. And he went, yes, yes, we can do that. And I was like, so I'll pick it up 2 o'clock. All right, no dramas. He said, yes, yes, a small cake for a lemon meringue pie. And I was like, fantastic. So I go in there and he wasn't there, but like the assistant was. I said, oh, here, pick up the cake for Mark. And he goes, here you go, it's the biggest cake. He goes, you'll get about 15 or 16 slices out of that. I'll have a picture of it here. It's the most enormous cake you've ever seen.
And of course you didn't bring any in, Crevo.
You know what? I left it on the counter, the slices at home. I cooked them out. I cut them yesterday. So
on the wines?
Yeah, on the wines, of course.
Oh, the chicken was bathed in wine.
A whole bottle of wine went into the chicken. And then, of course, you've got to have some to match it.
Wine.
Mostly. That's what I think. Mostly wine. It's a little bit of blood and a little bit of water and coffee. But that's about it.
And then the lights went off and
there was another serving of coq au vin.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Crevo.
Maddie, Meg, and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
You're good in there, Jess.
I'm fine.
You're fine?
Are you fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just checking.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah, do you need to go somewhere or?
No, I'm feeling fine.
Oh, good.
Very professional. We're actually on we started something yesterday with Jess. You might have heard some flatulence there in the middle of Jess's news. We're on a mission to try and crack you because you have the best, like, ability to just get on with the job and not let anything affect you.
And block you Muppets out.
Yeah.
It's astonishing. Your professionalism is astonishing.
I was waiting for, I was like, Maddie's avoiding eye contact with me. He's not looking.
Jess!
Not even that can do it.
Oh, well, what will we do next? Maybe we'll ramp it up to...
I don't know. Well, that's a
surprise.
I'm putting it out there. Jess is unflappable.
I think so.
Unflappable.
I don't know. I think you can't be cracked.
Do you know what? We don't usually play in the dark arts of fart jokes all that often, but hey.
We all love a cheap laugh.
We do love a cheap laugh sometimes.
Once in a while, it's okay to dabble. Guys, up next, yesterday Jackson was talking about his latest fashion plans, which he sometimes does. You know, he'll be explaining his new plans for his style or thinking about a certain clothing item. He mentioned yesterday he wanted to re-pierce an ear. And said, oh, I'll be off to get it done professionally. Maddie's like, what are you doing? Just pop a little needle through the old hole that you've got in there and you'll be fine.
Well, you don't even really have to do that. You just put the earring in and then search around for the other hole inside the earlobe.
Just sanitize the earring first. Just putting that out there.
That's your top tip?
Yeah.
Well, we were saying that and Jackson's like, absolutely not. It will cause like an infection or something. And then I remembered a little while ago, you re-pierced your ear. And it was all big and red for ages, wasn't it?
Yeah, my body, like, it doesn't really accept tattoos or piercings. But I keep on trying.
How many tattoos have you got?
Oh, there's a fair few.
Quite a few over the journey. Look, this is what I thought we could do up next. 131009, have you had a piercing gone wrong story? Situation where maybe it's got infected or like you got it when you were maybe a little intoxicated, tried to do it yourself.
Hey,
is a possibility.
When I was 16 years old, I really wanted the piercing through the lip.
Mm. Yeah.
Like middle of the lip?
No,
or?
To the side.
Oh,
the right side. So I went, got it pierced. They put the needle through. Very painful.
Not nice
at all. And it was like this tiny little stud, and on the inside of my mouth was a flat disc.
Mm.
So my mouth blew up so much and got infected, right, that the flat disc, like, entered the inside of my mouth.
So your lip kind of encapsulated it.
Yeah, so it was in between. The flat bit was in between my lip and the inside of my mouth.
Oh, God.
Got it out eventually, and I did it again. And it happened again.
What? You don't know. See, this is the sort of thing we're after. And everyone that gets on the show, if you've got a great story, goes into the draw to win tickets for you and five friends to the TAB Inter-Dominion on Sunday, the 5th of December, Newcastle Paceway. The prize includes a 3-course dinner and drinks package. This thing is luxe. You'll want to get it. So get on the air with a great story. 131009. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
This morning we're asking for your piercings gone wrong.
We had Jackson in here yesterday telling us he wants to redo a piercing in his ear. He's saying, I'm going to go get an expert to do it. I was like, great idea. They have the little gun thing. It's all sterile. Maddie's like, what are you talking about? Just DIY this thing. Like, what are you messing around with paying for an expert to do it when you just got to pop it through the hole, if you will?
Are they really experts when you go to the chemist and they're using the gun, like the 16-year-old at the chemist who's probably never done this before in her life?
Hello, would you like ears pierced? I think your voice should have broken before you do this.
Jackson, you have a great story about a friend and a piercing downstairs, yeah?
Oh
no, apparently not. No. Well, apparently, Jackson's friend, I think it was Jackson who told us this story,
hello.
Hey, I'm just talking about that story you said yesterday about the guys who tried to pierce downstairs. Can you please tell us this one, please?
Yeah, late night at a party. I don't even know how this came up, but he wanted to pierce his downstairs area, and he actually passed out.
What? As you would.
Richard wants an earring.
What sort of earring? A diamond studded one, maybe.
Well, as if you would like pierce your own penis at home.
That's a terrible idea.
I've never understood the whole concept behind that.
Like, neither have I. It just seems like the whole thing would hurt a lot.
Mm. All right, well, let's go to the phone, shall we? Let's move on.
Yeah, let's go to Mark. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. Piercing horror stories.
Hey, Mark, how are you? Oh, Mark's not there. Mark, are you there?
No.
Mark is in a distant land, it seems.
Let's go to Rachel, then.
Yeah, just give me a second. Just working all this out. Rachel, hello? Rachel.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Gotcha.
What's your piercing horror story, Rachel?
So, I was 16 and knew everything and got a lovely pair of diamond earrings for my birthday.
Yeah. Very nice.
Mum told me not to sleep in them, but I knew better. And I woke up and the back of them had gone inside my ear.
Inside your ear?
Yeah.
Oh!
Ooh. How does that even happen? Like, if the clip undid or something?
No. So the backing was just that small, the whole of the piercing just sucked it in.
Oh, so like your ear has covered over it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, how did you get that out?
Ended up going to the hospital and they had to cut my ear open.
Oh! Oh, no.
Well, that's the horror story we're looking for.
And this is why they say sleepers. You sleep in sleepers.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
my God.
No.
It's a bit like what happened with yours, Maddie.
Well, yeah. Rachel, do you have earrings now? Like, were you able to get some, or are you, like, rocking the clip-ons?
No, I stuck the piercing back in as soon as you did.
See, we just don't learn. When we all want a piercing, when you have it in your mind that you want that piercing, it doesn't matter that your body's saying, no, don't do it. You keep on trying. Oh, I love that. God. Sometimes you just have to go through the pain in life before the pleasure arrives. I mean, wow. Rachel, good job.
That's what old mate at Jackson's party was thinking.
I think I've had it lucky with my piercings, hearing all that. My God.
Have all gone well?
So I was the same as you. I had snake bites back in the day because emo kid. And I had the septum ring and I've had my tongue pierced. Now, but the only ever real bad thing I had was when I was working at Sanity back in the day and I wasn't allowed to have a tongue ring. So I used to unscrew the top ball and then just keep it, like, the bottom part in and I swallowed it.
Oh, man.
That's about it.
The ball part.
No, I swallowed the actual
also,
ring.
Do you know what I hate when workplaces tell you, like, how to live your life?
Yeah, I used to have to flip the septum ring up all the time and...
Like, well, are you poking your tongue out to customers?
What? Like, yeah, and also, a music store of all places you think would be cool enough to let somebody have any piercing they want.
So. Yeah.
How ridiculous.
Hey, yesterday we were in here and Jackson started talking about Vincent Gallows. Who is this guy? I've never heard of him in my entire life.
He's like an actor from the old days, like the 80s.
Okay, so what's like his most famous role or...
Well, it depends what movies you're into. He was in Brown Bunny, or have you ever heard of Buffalo 66?
No.
No, okay, this is like my mum's kind of favourite movies.
Guys, let me just read his Wikipedia bio. Vincent Gallo is an American actor, director, model, musician, painter, and former motorcycle racer. Jack of all trades,
still
it seems.
Don't know anything that he's done, but apparently he's doing something, and you're...
And now gigolo.
Oh, he's a gigolo. Is that what's going on here?
A little bit. Just a bit of extra cash on the side. Ooh. Some people do cameo, some people do gigolo.
All right. Well, let us know a bit more about this next.
The Novos. And we're talking Vincent Gallows right now. Interesting guy, Meg.
Well, we know that producer Jackson's moving over to the US next year. I think he might be looking for a new career, maybe.
Don't radio. Go, Jackson,
radio
don't
might
go.
Not be his thing because he's been looking at this guy called Vincent Gallo. So he's an actor over in the US. He's 60 years old and he's got a bit of a merch page going on where you can get like artworks, DVDs, stills, jewelry even. Then there's something else on this merch page that producer Jackson stumbled across yesterday. What is it?
I was so interested to see this over the weekend. He's got escort services, but like not cheap escort services, right? So he's basically saying, have you ever watched a movie and just thought, oh, damn it, I want to get sexy with them? Have you ever watched a movie?
Not with Vincent Gallows, but maybe probably someone else. Gross,
someone along the way, right?
Yeah, like you've watched The Notebook, you think, oh, they're handsome. I wonder what a night would be like with them. So he's cashing in on this. So for a hefty $50,000 a night, you can get his services. Now, before you do get these services, he says, watch Brown Bunny, the naked scene at 61 minutes, just to make sure you can accommodate him. But he says he's willing to travel worldwide as well. $50,000 and premium flights. So you've got to pay him $50,000
additional
to $50,000 each day that he travels.
Can I ask how you came across this?
I heard it on a podcast, actually.
I looked
more into it. Well, look, he's not my dart, Meg. So.
No, I'm thinking more, are you trying to get inspiration for a new career when you do head over to the US? This is where I'm thinking.
Oh, an escort. I'd be the worst escort ever. I'm so selfish. I'm paid to love somebody. Oh, I'm the wrong guy.
You would be so brutal with people, though.
I think they're looking for tender love.
Why would you pay for Vincent Gallows? Like, this guy is not attractive at all. He looks like a creep. You could get better down at, literally, Windale bloody bus stop. I'm telling you.
He reminds me of Ray Thistlewaite from Thirsty Merc.
Yeah.
If anyone knows what he looks like.
Oh, don't put him in the same category as poor old Ray.
Yeah. So, anyway, he goes on to say that men are definitely not up his alley, so no way, Jose. Don't even try.
Right, so this is a ladies-only service.
His rules are so gross, though. I don't even want to read this out, but he says even elderly redhead ladies can apply for the right amount of cash. But he also goes on to say that he will do insemination. Like, you know, you can buy samples to get pregnant if you're looking for, like, in vitro, but that's $1 million.
He thinks highly of himself, doesn't he?
Well, he says, aside from being multi-talented and creative in all fields, movies and acting and modelling, he's also a multi-talented athlete, car driver, Grand Prix motorcycle racing.
He's a painter as well,
hockey,
apparently.
Baseball.
Yeah.
God, he does it all. I guess for the right person, $1 million is a bargain.
Yeah, also too, he says that you get a discount if you're going to raise the child as Jewish faith because Jewish kids are less likely to be pushed into careers that are creative, which means he has less competition for an Oscar or a Sundance Film Festival.
Okay, cool. By the time that kid is 20, even looking at Oscars, he's going to be 80. They're not even going to be in the same, like, Yeah, they're not going to be in the same field.
I question whether or not anyone's like enlisted his services. I'm going to put it out there. I don't think they have.
If anyone is charging $1 million for a bit of, you know,
Vincent Gallo's
jizz, like it's ridiculous. He thinks so highly of himself.
We need to get him on the show.
I have set an inquiry.
Yes, excellent. Thank you very much.
It's just a random like Gmail account that's
doesn't have a real website.
If he's charging $50,000, he can host his own website.
Well, you would think.
To be clear, you cannot purchase his name, just his goods. So if you have a child with him, it doesn't get the Gallo last name.
Oh, that's a. As if they're going to want it anyway.
You can legally change your name to anything, can't
you? That's true.
Oh, apparently you have to be pretty to get the goods a baby. He says you've got to provide a photo. It's like going for a job at a bar.
Jesus.
Too much.
But you have to pay to be there.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Are we dealing with bloody Brad Pitt here or George Clooney?
No.
That I understand.
$1 million for their stuff.
Not for him.
No.
Oh, well, look, let's just tell him that we'll promote his services
on the show. Well, we already sort of have. We can send this or only bits of it off.
Yeah, cut the bits back.
Send that off.
Interesting.
Look, we're promoting you. Come on, give us an interview, man.
Thank you, Jackson. Hey, guys, we're playing Smash for Cash, $650 it's worth today, playing before 8 o'clock. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next, though. And, Jess, I promise you, I'm not going to screw with your news again. Free. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I believe you, but
all right, we'll find out soon.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
And I'll pull your head back and I'll force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Oh, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win. Maddie, Megan, Creepo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, up next, guys, we're playing What's My Age Again. Basically, you call through 13709. We ask you a series of lifestyle questions. Combine your answers with the sound of your voice. You can try and throw us off if you want to. And then we have to guess your age. The closest without going over wins the point. So Maddie is on 28. I'm on 25. Crevo's on 22.
No, mine would be 24, I think, by now.
Oh, well, we haven't updated the scores.
Must not have, yeah. Exactly. Hey, at least I'm getting close. I'm only one behind you now.
Okay.
made that up.
Get out.
He's winding you up.
Making me stressed. If you want to play 13-10-09, we're looking for a couple of callers next.
The Novos. New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. What's my age again?
Still a couple of slots open if you want to join What's My Age Again. Every caller who gets to air this week goes in the draw to win tickets for you and five friends to the TAB Inter Dominion on Sunday, 5th of December at Newcastle Paceway. The prize includes a three-course dinner and drinks package, which is amazing. Very easy to get involved. 13-10-09, we asked you a couple of questions, and basically we just have to guess your age. Closest without going over scores the point. Maddie's leading at the moment on 28. I'm on 25. Crevo's on 22. I need some more. I don't think I've got a point in like a month.
It's been a while.
I think I need to get on this.
This is, final chance.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do it, guys, because I think I am going to get some more points today. I can just feel it.
Feel it in your bones?
I can.
All right, let's do it.
Going to Carla first. Hey, Carla, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, going well, thanks. Hey, let's kick this off. Question one for you, Carla. What is your normal bedtime?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, nice and early, okay. Meg.
All right, what is your favourite fast food?
KFC.
Oh, okay. All right, guess time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with 34.
Okay, closest without going over, remember, I'm going with 28, but you've got a few kids.
I'm going 26.
How old are you, Carla?
I'm 27.
Ah, yes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, good work,
the best part is I was going to go 28 and you went for it.
Yeah.
So I had to go younger.
Are you in bed so early because you have kids, Carla?
I have three kids.
I thought so. Hey, I nailed that aspect.
You got that bit right.
The game is not called How Many Kids.
No, that's right.
All right, let's go to Tony. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, let's get into this. Do you own a coffee machine?
Yes, Yes.
Okay. Mm,
okay. Do you wear cologne or perfume often?
Cologne.
Okay, Maddie, guess time.
Okay, Tony, I think you are 34, Meg.
32?
See, I think that voice has done a few extra laps around this world. I think you are 41.
Not even close, guys.
Oh.
How old?
58.
Oh!
Hey. Point for me.
Well done.
Boom. You sound younger.
Yeah, you sound real young, man.
Yeah, I look real cute, too.
You really?
Describe yourself. What do you look like, Tony?
There's a confident man.
5'11".
Yeah.
About 100 kilos. I look after myself for my age.
What colour eyes do you have?
They're brown.
Okay.
Are you in the gym regularly?
No, not at the moment. I've worked too hard to do that. Okay.
What do you do for a living?
Just run a small business, that's all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hustling, making it happen. Mm. Good on you, man.
Big packages at the small business?
Beg your pardon?
Big packages? Like, do you sell big packages at the business?
We do trays and canopies.
Right, nice. Yeah,
real big. Big.
Massive.
Yeah, for utilities.
Good stuff.
Great. It's a great Newcastle company for everybody.
Do you want to give yourself a plug, Tony?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, off you go.
Yeah, it's Mitts Alloy. You know, we got a lot of guys in the local community working for us, and we're exporting to the US now and supplying the local market.
Oh, good stuff, man.
Congratulations.
You know, I just want to thank everybody that buys our products, by the way. We really appreciate your business.
Thank great
you
to hear. No, good
smashing
job.
Smashing goals.
Thanks,
love it.
Tony.
Appreciate excellent. Shall we make one more?
Yeah. Let's do it again. Let's
go for it.
It's Emily. How you doing?
Hey,
hi. Emily. Let's get into your first question. What kind of milk do you use?
Full cream, for sure.
Okay, next question. Do you use an Apple or Android phone, Emily?
Apple.
All right, I'm
going
to go 30.
Oh, no, I think Emily's younger. I think Emily is 24.
I think you are 25, Emily. Reveal, please.
I am 29.
Another point for Maddie.
Yeah, well done. Jeez. Yes, you were on a roll today.
Thanks, Emily. Appreciate that.
Good stuff.
Oh,
you
go.
Were right. You were on a roll.
No, well, not really. I only got one.
Still, you got something right.
Yeah, it's true.
Meg, do me a favour. Update the board now okay. So Crevo can't screw with you again. Hey, guys, over the weekend, I was in Copacabana on the Central Coast, which is great. Now, I don't know how we, I guess, discovered this, but there was a payphone on the main street. And do you know how payphones are free now?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay. You just pick up the phone, call anyone you want. My friend decided to call himself for some unknown reason, because he's just a bit cooked like that. Anyway, when he called his mobile phone off the payphone, it comes up with a number. Now, I've never seen that before.
No.
I haven't received a call from a payphone in a long time. I know that. But seems weird to me. We called the number back on his mobile. I was just floored where I was standing. The payphone rings.
Like, it starts. That's crazy.
What I've discovered is every single payphone in the country has its own telephone landline number.
Oh, this is cool. Mm.
So, can you imagine you're just standing there and it just randomly starts ringing? You pick it up and there's just some person on the end. It could be anyone.
This is so cool. I thought this was a myth, to be honest.
Now, I was telling you yesterday, Meg, about this, and you very kindly got in your car yesterday afternoon, did a little tour of phone boxes around Newcastle.
I think a lot of people thought I worked for Telstra because I just rocked up to the thing, called myself, called it back, and then went back to my car.
And how interesting is the ringtone as well?
Yeah, it's very
intense, very loud. What we're going to do next is a bit of an experiment. We're going to call a couple of them live on the air. It might fall on its bum and nobody answers.
Yeah.
Or someone will answer and we'll just have a chat with a random. I'm hoping that somebody hears it and picks it up and chats to
us
live.
That's the dream. That's the dream.
We're going to try it next. I can't wait for this. And I want to actually have a whole directory of the different numbers and locations.
Cool.
So we're going to work on that.
The Novos.
Hey, guys, we're talking payphones right now.
The Novos.
Hello, we're not available now.
I'm at a payphone trying to go home. What have I changed? I spent on you.
The This is my absolute dream because you know what? I basically spend all my free time pranking TVSN.
You love to call a number that's available where you might be able to talk to someone.
This is awesome though. So basically, let me tell you, over the weekend, we discovered when I was away with my friends that each payphone now has its own telephone number because of course they aren't taking money anymore, that you can just pick up the phone and call whoever you need. Mm. But when you do call, you get the number of the phone popping up in your phone, so you can call it back and it rings. So I'm just so fascinated by the whole thing.
The last time I think I used a payphone was to 1-800-REVERSE-MUM.
Back in the day.
Back in 2003.
Telstra put them out of business.
Yeah definitely. I mean, look, I can't remember the last time I've used it, but I've always been fascinated by the fact of being able to call a payphone. I only thought it happened in movies, like The Matrix.
I thought it was an American thing. Yeah. I didn't think it was an Australian thing.
Hey, apparently not. Apparently.
Now, Meg, I was far too lazy to go anywhere yesterday, so you very kindly went around to some different pay phones and you got the number for us. So we're going to call them live on the air now. Now, this might work, it might not. Mm. Nobody could answer.
We'll
know. We'll see.
Yeah.
So we've got a few different ones. Let's call one. I'll run through them. We've got one payphone here at Lambton Road, Broadmeadow, out the front of the Jeep dealership near Macca's.
Yeah.
We've got the payphone opposite McDonald Jones Stadium. We've got the payphone at Hunter Street Mall out the front of Chemist Warehouse, or the payphone at Hamilton Train Station. I'm vibing the train station.
So am I.
More people, I think, would be there.
And the most likely for someone just interesting to, like, pick up the phone, I think, than out the front of the Jeep dealership. I don't think there'll be anyone there.
No.
Let's see if anyone answers.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number.
No, that's a no, Meg. They've changed that number. Let's try Hunter Street Mall.
Okay.
Hopefully they work.
The number you have dialed is...
What? I called these back yesterday.
Okay, does that mean that they only work if you use a mobile? Can you put
I'm very disappointed. I called these back yesterday to confirm that they rang.
Really?
Do you need to put the O2 maybe?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
here we go. This is 7-Eleven. Calling the payphone opposite McDonald Jones Stadium near 7-Eleven.
If you're nearby and want to pick it up, feel free.
See, a lot of commuters park there.
Of course. I didn't even think of that.
This is a journey that I want to go on.
Mm.
But I don't think anyone's going to answer it there. Damn it!
Damn it!
Yeah,
have we got one more? Which ones have you called so far?
We've got the one outside of the Jeep store.
We could try
it. Macca's, come on.
Well, you never know.
We'll give it a go. Let's try.
It's a bit quiet around there usually, but you never know. Oh, is that one calling us back?
No.
Oh, okay.
I will eat my shoes if somebody answers. I kid you not.
Please, someone answer then. I'll video it.
I reckon there's two very distinct types of people that would pick up a payphone.
Ringing payphone.
I would, because I'm just inquisitive like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people would be weird about, the whole thing.
Am I in some sort of spy movie?
No.
No good.
Hasn't worked today.
Yeah.
But I'll try. I don't care if I have to stay here after work.
We'll ring it. We'll get as many numbers as we can and keep trying them, because the person that picks up, you're right, is going to be a fascinating individual.
Mm, absolutely.
So if you do hear a random payphone ringing around Newcastle,
pick it up.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Meg,
and Crevo.
Maddie, Meg, and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
Let's go.
So I was talking to this guy on Friday at the Walls End dinner thing I was at, and he was telling me about his first car. Now, he said, oh, it was a real bomb. You know, it was just cheap. It was all I could afford. He paid $800 for it, including registration. So obviously not much value in the actual car. Mm. He said it was all good, though, except for the fact it didn't have reverse. So it's not like the car was manufactured without it. It just didn't work.
So is that even legal?
Probably not.
Like, that's not passing a rego check, surely.
Well, I'm guessing that maybe when they did the rego check, they just didn't check because no car ever doesn't have reverse. Mm. I've never heard of that as a problem.
Wow, he would have been, like, really relying on the handbrake, right?
Well, definitely. He said one of the most annoying things was when you were parking.
Yeah.
You had to look for a position that would... You, where the
like
nose,
the drive-through.
Or the drive-through, yes. Or the nose was up a hill so you could put it in neutral and roll back. That was his big strategy when he was at uni.
Well, like, you know how I've got my car now.
Yeah.
So... couple of things wrong with it, not mechanically, but they're kind of important, right? So my friend was telling me as we were going through the car the other day, he goes, look, just so you're aware, a couple of things that don't work. One of them is the fuel gauge. So you have to set the odometer each time, and you have to, like, he's told me the number, I think 450,
yeah,
where you have to go and, like,
go
refuel the tank.
Yeah.
The other thing is the engine light is constantly on, and he was like, look, it's kind of been like that for 4 or 5 years, and he's like, you know, yeah, I guess it's not that important, but it kind of is as well because you
don't know if something's wrong.
Yeah. So when the engine is actually having issues, you're not going to know.
Yeah, basically.
That's going to be a bit hard.
Basically.
Yeah. The fuel gauge in my car didn't work when I got it. But it was more of it overestimated how much fuel was in there.
Oh, that's cool. Even worse.
Yeah,
how many times have you broken down?
None, actually, surprisingly, because I always kept it topped up just because I was paranoid. But if I was on a hill, it would just like... fall?
Oh, that's scary. That's scary.
Yeah.
What I thought we could do here now, 131009, did you live with a car that had like a big problem with it, but you just lived with it because it was cheap or, you know, it was just part of the quirks of the car? Everyone that gets on the show this week in the draw to win a great prize, you and five friends going along to the TAB Inter Dominion on Sunday, 5th of December, Newcastle Paceway. This prize includes a 3-course dinner and a drinks package. So if you've got a great story about an old bomb of a car that had a major thing wrong, 131009.
The Novos.
Yeah, talking to this guy on Friday, and apparently his first car, real bomb, didn't have reverse at all, lived with it for years. He just worked out all the tricks of the trade to make it work. I could hardly believe it, but hey, these things happen. My mum is notorious for driving absolute bargain cars, like the cheapest she can get. Her current car is a Toyota Camry from like the 90s era.
Yeah.
And it has, or maybe like early 2000s, but part of it is the roof liner has completely gone, and it's now like being in a Bedouin tent everywhere you go. It like jiggles around and it hits on my head all the time.
Do you know what though? I feel like whenever that happens, you pin it up and it just falls down again.
Yeah.
It's impossible to fix.
A friend of mine did that in thumbtacks. There was thumbtacks in the roof.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of times where you got in the car, the thumbtacks had fallen onto the seat. So you'd have to check the seats every single time to make sure you didn't sit on a thumbtack.
And it's too expensive to get like fixed.
It's probably worth more than the car to get it fixed.
Exactly right. So she never does. Been like that for about 5 years now.
Oh, my God. Let's go to the phones. First up in Thornton, Ashley. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, going well. What was the major thing wrong with the car?
So I had this car. Every time I slightly slowed down, like going through a roundabout,
yeah,
it would just cut out. It would just turn off.
Oh, so every time you went into a roundabout, just completely cut off.
Pretty much.
Wow. So how did you even bother driving if that was going to happen every time? Because you can't really avoid roundabouts.
Well, you would try to, but when the car cut off, it would still roll. So I'd just have to start it mid roundabout.
How fascinating. Oh, too much, too much.
People
you poor
in the
bugger.
Car would get really scared.
Hey, but do you know what, though? You learn to live with them because at the end of the day, you've still got to drive, right? And you learn to, like, get around these mistakes. Thank you, Ashley. Next up is Jessica. Hey, Jessica, tell me, what was majorly wrong with the car?
It had a blown head gasket.
Yeah, so what, just, yeah. And you continued to drive it, or?
Yeah, so it was my first car. We bought it for like $300 or $400, and they said, you know, you just get it fixed. But we continued to drive it, and I found if I just turned the heater on, It took away the heat from the engine, and it never overheated.
How long were you driving it for with the broken head gasket?
I think I got a good 2 or 3 years out of it with the heater on. Quite high in summer.
Yeah. You know what? That kind of sounds dangerous. Like, I'd be worried it was pumping some weird gas into the car.
Look, I'm still okay.
You're still living. That's a good thing. Thank you, Jessica. And finally going to Mel on the Sunny Coast. Hello, Mel. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Going well. First up, tell us major thing wrong with the car.
So there was like little holes in the floor in the back and a couple of little rust spots in the roof.
Yeah. So, wait, a hole in the back?
Yeah, just that. Well, there were only little tiny holes, little rust spots.
Could you see the road?
Yes, you could actually.
Oh, screw that. How long were you driving that for? I'd be paranoid the guts would have fallen out.
Well, probably about a year and a half, but yeah. I got stuck of having to weed the back.
Oh. Jeez. Did you sell it or give it away? Or is it like a wrecker call?
No, that was a wrecker call.
Yeah, yeah. Bloody rust.
I can't. Thought the flowers in the back would have been a selling point, but no.
Oh, great story. Thank you. If you're wondering why I'm speaking to all the callers, apparently Crevo makes headphones of cutout, so they can't hear anything.
We can't hear anything at all.
Even ourselves. Yeah. I don't know. We don't know if even our mics are working.
Well, that's something we have to fix. I guess I'm running the show, guys. Yeah. Go home. Kick back. Relax.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, guys, it's worth $650, like I said today. This is so good. All of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. Let's hear a couple of them because let's not waste this person's guess right now.
That's so frustrating when you're thinking about it for ages. Maybe you have two in your mind and then you pick one that's already been done.
Absolutely.
Waste of time.
We've had Domino's, Connect 4 Game, Poker Chip, Metal Doorstop this week. Let's go to the phones.
Yes, let's go to Teresa. She works for Dungal Council, wants to do a clothes haul with the cash. What's your go-to store, Teresa?
Oh, anything.
Not fussy whatsoever. Where's most of the stuff in your wardrobe from at the moment?
Probably Target.
Target. Well, you could get a lot of clothes there for $650. Jackson actually yesterday was talking about buying some overalls. Do you reckon you catch you in overalls, Teresa?
Probably not.
No, not for you. All right,
no overalls for $650. What do you think we've smashed with this giant hammer?
I was thinking a Chinese checkers game board.
Ooh.
It's a Chinese checkers game board.
We've had Connect 4, but it wasn't Chinese checkers, and that's not Chinese checkers either. Sorry, Teresa.
Sorry, Teresa.
Good guess.
Hey,
Noddy.
Guys, back before 9 o'clock, worth $650. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. Plus, we'll check your roads now on New FM.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Ooh, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Fascinating story there in the news about NASA launching that spacecraft into the asteroid. I never thought I'd hear that news story, Jess, I'm going to say.
Never thought I'd write that news story.
Wow.
I think it's great. It's something that we've put off for a long time as humanity.
To avoid future Armageddon. Mm. But wow.
Sounds like a movie plot. There has been a movie plot, surely.
Yeah, Armageddon, yeah. Isn't that
Armageddon,
the movie?
There you go, I've never seen it.
Look, the technology's been there for ages, but because it's so expensive, no one wants to put the cash in to do it.
I hope it works, although I've got this weird feeling that if we play around with space too much, that something bigger will go wrong.
Oh, God, no.
There's potential. I'm with you. I feel like it's a bad idea. Let's not test it.
I disagree and think we should definitely do it because you test it and then you know how it works and then we can avoid being turned into, like the dinosaurs.
Do you know what, though? I'm a big believer. If if it's our time as a race, it's our time. Oh, like, we're not going to know.
Don't be so defeatist. If we've got a big, if we can shoot a missile up and save everyone, why not?
I'm with the dinosaurs. I stand with the dinosaurs.
I don't. I want to live.
Oh, God. Yesterday, guys, something positive rather than dying from an asteroid. We announced that we're giving away $1,000 worth of toys. Big shopping spree at Casey's Toys. How good is this? $1,000 for Christmas. We've been telling you to go to newfm.com.au and register. You can nominate yourself or someone you know who's deserving of this prize. And we're going to meet someone who has registered next.
Yeah, great story. And we're going to put each person we speak to on the air goes into the final group of contestants vying for this incredible prize.
The Novos.
Casey's Toys, Charlestown and Maitland. Biggest selection, best advice. Win a $1,000 toy shopping spree and make this the best Christmas ever.
It has been a bloody hard year for everyone. Absolutely everyone. When the boss came in and said, we've got a $1,000 shopping spree for Casey's Toys up for grabs just in time for Christmas, I couldn't help but smile.
Absolutely.
So many families could do with this, especially at this time of year. All you got to do is head to newfm.com.au, register your details. You can nominate someone. You can nominate yourself if you really need this prize. And basically, we're calling people back and putting them into the final draw, if you will, to win this $1,000 shopping spree.
Now, as you can imagine, we've been bombarded with entries. So I'm excited to meet our first caller today.
Yeah. Chris. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey. Really good. Now, I guess, tell us a little bit about how your year's been, firstly.
Okay, so I just had my youngest daughter back at the end of May.
Okay.
So I was seriously ill throughout that pregnancy and hospitalised and things like that. And she actually had a few health issues as well.
That always makes it a bit stressful, doesn't it?
Is she okay now?
Look, she's under the care of a paediatrician at the moment.
Okay.
So there's a few things that just need to be done.
Yeah.
It was very hard on my three older children. They sort of, you know, were put second while I tried to work on my health and have a good delivery and things like that.
Of course.
And then obviously COVID hit and I couldn't get a lot of help from family and friends or that with a newborn.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes it really tough. Now, it wasn't yourself that nominated yourself. Maddie's got a bit of information here.
I read this yesterday, Ashley, and I thought we've got to get you in the final group because your son Jaden has nominated you. I just want to read the entry that he sent through. He says, my name is Jaden and I'm 14 years old. I want to win this for my mum so she can give my three little sisters the greatest Christmas. My mum has always given me and the girls everything she can. I know this year has been hard for her and we've struggled financially. She's gone without food sometimes so we can eat. She's still wearing her pregnancy clothes so we can have new clothes and she always helps others before herself. I know there are many deserving people out there, but I want you to know that if she were to receive this prize, it would be going to the most selfless, courageous, empathetic, and genuine person who deserves it so, so much. Please consider my mum, Jaden.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a little sweetheart
a little
he
legend
is.
That you
and
raised.
Also, what a well-spoken young person as well, you know, very eloquent in you know, telling the story too. You're obviously doing such a great job as a mum. Mm.
He's my best friend.
Tell us about Jaden. What's he like?
He is, he's like me. He will put everyone else before himself. He's got ADHD and autism.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's struggled himself. But I had Jaden when I was 19, so I was very young. So we've gone through a lot together. But he's my best friend. He's my backup. He's a really, really good boy.
Well, as much as you take care of him, clearly he wants to take care of you as well by the sound of things, which is beautiful.
Yes.
Do you have support from a partner, Ashley?
Look, I do, but he lives 2 hours away.
Oh, wow.
No.
So he's actually caring for his dad, who's got dementia.
Oh, God.
So, a lot going on.
Yeah.
So we're all tearing up in here.
Ashley Crevo is sobbing. Wow. Yeah. Hey, Ashley, do you know what? You're exactly the type of person we want to win this prize. Yeah. You're in the final group. You're one of our final contestants, so you've got a very good chance of walking away with this. $1,000 at Christmas time. You know what? Well, it'll just ensure that you guys have a great Christmas, and, you know, hopefully you don't have to worry about it.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Thank you.
Chat soon, Ashley. Thanks for telling your story. Newfm.com.au. If you do want to enter, I want to give it to her now.
Yeah, I know. It's really cruel.
It's not our choice, though. No. Of course, it will come down to a draw. But you can obviously hear that, you know, they obviously care so much for each other.
Yeah. God.
Oh, switching gears next. We're doing What's the Goss with producer Jackson. What's on the way, man?
I've got a Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello update, what they're getting up to post-breakup. Also, too, Jennifer Lawrence has done a big interview and she's made a few big headlines. So I'll give you the takeaway points from that.
Excellent. We'll do it next.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, producer Jackson coming in hot with What's the Goss. So what have we got this morning, man?
Hey, let's talk Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, because, of course, they've been in a split up for like a week now. I was going through their Instagrams. Very funny because they were so happy in love like just a week and a half ago.
Does he have a boyfriend yet or?
Well, no, but he is strong. Beaches. I don't know where he is. It looks like maybe Hawaii, but he's doing the whole thirst trap on his Instagram story where he gets his kid off and goes, look at me. Oh. And he's like just strolling along, looking out at the ocean and then looking into the camera and then looking out at the ocean again.
Have they done the typical thing when you break up with someone where you start deleting all the photos of your relationship?
No, because Meg, this is the thing.
Oh, they're contract still best friends.
We're best friends.
Oh, best friends. Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry.
Camila Cabello's dyed her hair blue. She looks a little smurfette. Very, very, like, getting back into the activities. She's always like posting photos of herself at the gym, but she's come out and she's thanked Shawn Mendes over the last like 24 hours. And she said at the start of the pandemic, she felt really unstable, riddled with anxiety, and she wouldn't have been able to get through it without him. So they're still sticking to the narrative that they're best friends.
So there's been a bit of like gossip that because of the whole best friends thing, that's actually code for them being best friends only and not lovers like during this time.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, right? So I always think that if you are a couple, no shade, by the way, from what I'm about to say, but if you're a couple that breaks up and you stay friends, you never really loved each other in the first place, or someone's still in love with the other person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
Totally. Do you
so sad.
You reckon that's what's happened here?
I think that they are attaining to contractual obligations.
So, just having a look at this photo she's posted on her Instagram with the blue hair, you've also liked it, Jackson. Your secret little Camila fan, eh? Mm-hmm.
I actually do like Camila Cabello. I came around to her. I mean, she does look like she'd smell because she doesn't shower, but also, too, she's kind of fun. I reckon she'd be cool.
Well, the caption is, I scrub up okay. She does.
Up okay.
I just checked
for a monthly bath.
Well, I just checked if Shawn Mendes had liked the photo.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, okay.
I agree with you, Jackson. Never lovers.
Only friends. Best friends.
It's like never the bride, always the bridesmaid.
They can walk hand in hand and nothing else is, you know, touching.
Yeah, but then I think back to that horrible sloppy kiss they had. Remember that?
Oh,
where they, like, tonguing each other's faces?
And then there's the whole him diving into the water video that's been going around as well. Which is a whole other situation.
I know this is... I know this is weird for me to say, but do you know what, guys?
Say it.
Maybe he's actually not gay. And maybe we just need to listen to him and stop making gay jokes.
God, we're really ruining
his life.
Who's
making any jokes?
We're jokes.
Who's making jokes?
Just want Shawn to be happy.
Exactly right. And
want
you.
Him to come back from his island life. God, he'll be chasing a bloody volleyball with a face drawn on it soon.
My gaydar's the worst at the best of times. So like,
but it's not you. It's not only you. It's a lot of people. Mm.
Yeah. Mine's like a spider sense.
I think it's a lot of hopefulness, though, to be
fair. It could be. Just throwing that out there.
Well, anyway, watch this space. I know the world will be. I'll let you know. Anyway, moving on to J-Lo because she is speaking out for the first time. I haven't heard from Jennifer Lawrence in a while, so I was interested to see that she's done a print interview. No grabs that I can play you, but she's opened up about three main things. I don't know if you remember that she was in a faulty plane that nearly crashed and burnt. Yeah, anyway.
What happened there?
Okay, so, like, the plane's engines failed on takeoff. So to, like, circle back purely just gliding in. And she said the only thing she was worried about is her hair burning off and her dog dying. She didn't care about anything else.
God. No one else in the plane?
No, just well, the hair she was actually on the plane with her two brothers and she said she didn't even give them a thought. It was just all about her dog Pippi and her beautiful blonde locks. She also opened up about what it's like to have to negotiate pay in Hollywood and she says it's very uncomfortable. They put you in very weird positions. This comes after she was paid $5 million less than Leonardo DiCaprio just the other day.
See, I just Googled her net worth because interested. Obviously, those negotiations paying off. She's worth $160 million, which, you know, for the era that she was biggest, to still have retained that level of cash, that's some good investing or good negotiation she's done along the way.
Oh, 100%.
Here we go again, though. Like, people outraged she was paid $5 million less than Leonardo DiCaprio. Take away gender. And just talk about the actual star power and the level of stardom. Leo is far above J-Lo.
Absolutely.
For sure. Most people, almost everyone knows who Leo is. But Jennifer Lawrence, you might have to Google her to remember what one she looks like.
Now, if you put Angelina Jolie in the same movie, probably different. The same amount.
Exactly.
Star power equals money.
Do you all know that she's pregnant?
No.
Yeah, so, okay, she opened up about this as well, and I actually felt really bad for her because she says that this is one thing that, not by choice, just sort of by, like, sticking it to people that she's keeping it very quiet. And she says it's affected her life a lot because she's not telling family because she doesn't know who to trust about stuff because people leak stuff. And she said the reason she decided to keep this a complete secret is because of those nude photo leaks. Do you remember when someone hacked her iCloud and put it out there?
Yeah.
She said, anybody can go look at my naked body without my consent any time of day. Somebody in France just published them on the internet. My trauma will exist forever. I'm protecting my energy and my baby from this.
Yeah,
and I think that's really, really good.
Doesn't that show how much it affects people, though? Because still to this day, that's a big concern, you know, for her with every situation. She's thinking about it all the time. Mm. Just shows it's so important.
Well, this happened 8 or 9 years ago, didn't it? Those photos.
Yeah.
Don't take pictures in the nude and put them on the internet. Like, if any kind, like, don't send them to people or whatever because it can blow back.
Yeah. I think we need to get rid of the stigma around nudes. It shouldn't be a shameful thing if they ever get leaked.
I think it's too late for some of us.
Yeah.
At least don't show the face.
Well, if anyone's ever seen mine, enjoy.
Are yours out there, Jackson?
I don't know. I'll leak my own. I might take one tonight and leak it.
Yeah. As if, Creepy.
Take back yours, the power.
As if you haven't sent a sneaky picture.
Never have.
Meg?
No one wants to see that. Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Don't say that. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, guys. 105 minutes commercial free is kicking off after 9 with Jackson.
Hello.
What's in the way? Let's do a bit of re-re. The OG.
Oh, yes. She needs to come back. I miss her.
Yeah, I know. She's never going to release another album. No, she's done. Green Day.
Oh, vintage Green Day.
Vintage Green Day. I like that.
Oh,
and a bit of Taylor Swift as well.
This is my favourite Taylor Swift song ever.
One of her best, actually.
I really like her new song, Message in a Bottle. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't listened to the new Red album.
Oh, it's very good. Taylor's version only. Is this Taylor's version?
Mm.
I have to take that up with management.
Yes.
Oh, love that. Thank you, sir. It's kicking off after 9 o'clock. Coming up next, though, guys, big weekend away, as I've been telling you. We went to Copacabana, which was nice. And we did a paint and sip class. There were 7 of us, and we painted Copacabana Beach.
Lovely.
I haven't painted in so long, but there was a real rivalry going on between all of us, and we unofficially ranked each other's paintings, and I came second. One of my friends beat me. What I want to do next is I'm going to show you both paintings, and I want you to decide
which one is better.
So okay. You're not going to tell us who did what painting?
Because I really want to take this win for myself.
The Novos.
Guys, I've decided I am becoming an artist.
What do you mean
after
by
one
that?
Paint and sip class? Mm. Do you know, I think I found my true calling, and I was
Are
thinking
you serious?
Last night, I really enjoyed it. It was so good doing a little painting with my friends, Copacabana Beach. I think I did a pretty good job with the painting. I'm not going to lie.
Send us some photos. We'll be the judge of that.
We were all really patting each other on the back, but secretly there was this intense rivalry between me and my friend Brooklyn, who we dubbed on the day Picasso because he's had the most like artistic experiences to paint with his dad. So he was getting around like the Simon Cowell.
Mm. When you say paint with his dad, does that mean like painting houses or they
like pictures?
Oh, okay,
like actual
cool.
artists.
Very
so
cool.
He knew all of the lingo
the
and
terminology. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we decided as a group at the end of the day, we were like, let's judge them and rank them because you know that's
yeah
what you
something
do.
To do, right?
Now I think the general consensus within the group was that I came second and Brooklyn came first. Mm. Now I disagree with this on so many levels.
So you think your beach painting is the best because everyone paints a very similar situation, don't they, with these classes? Because they're like, yeah, put the layers of sand down first, then put the water and put in some clouds, then add waves, that sort of thing, isn't it?
You're sounding a lot like Brooklyn. A whole lot easier than it is. Look, I've got the photo here for you guys. Now, tell me what you think of mine, because I honestly do think it's up there. I'm just pulling it up now. Here we go.
Okay.
Have you guys done much painting before?
I've done a paint and sip class before.
Oh, you did one as well.
I did one. It wasn't good.
That didn't go well. I've actually sold some artwork in the past that I've done.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So the first piece I sold, I was still in primary school, actually. I just put in a little local gallery. It was just like a forest scene. Well, it weren't $100. I was pretty happy with that.
Well, let me show you mine. So it's a picture of Copacabana, the mountains in the background, people on the beach, a little pine tree, like close up in the view to the right of the painting.
Oh, that is quite. That's actually.
I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
Judge it properly.
I like it. You can tell that, you know, it's not, it's, you're not a tree.
I like the waves. The waves look really good.
Tree's really good in the foreground, although the angle feels a bit disconcerting, although sometimes they just grow a bit like that. And then let's have a look at your sky. Clouds are good. That middle one's a bit heavy on, and the mountain needs a bit more texture. But otherwise, the waves look great. The beach looks great.
The water in the foreground I really like because it's a different colour. It's like more of that like aqua colour.
Very nice,
yes.
Actually. For your first painting, you've actually got talent, and especially since you're colourblind, that's incredible.
So what they all wanted to like let me just pick what I thought were the colours she was telling us to mix. So it could have ended badly. But she was showing us like where
Which
they were
ones?
Located,
right,
so
right,
it was all right. I want to show you my friends now, guys, and I want you to tell me if which is better.
Because this is we're the critical votes because we don't actually know who's done which, you know, which one is
doing
now. I thought it was going to be a blind test at first.
He just wanted to brag about his abilities.
Well,
granted,
good.
Good colours. Good colour scheme. Everything
first
was good.
Painting, very impressive.
And you've
got
to have confidence in yourself to make this work. So.
Okay, it's coming up now.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So this one is my friend's painting. And tell me what you think of this.
Okay. Let's have a squeeze.
Have a look at that.
Okay.
I feel like his waves are too intense.
You know what? I totally agree. The ocean, the perspective is all messed up because it looks like the ocean's 20... There's a tidal wave going on. He's got a good beach and the mountains are right, but his ocean's weird. Yeah. The perspective's weird.
All right, let's have a look.
So it's that
Listen
first
to this art
line.
Talk.
I know. Very great. Great for the radio art talk. Because
yeah,
we're literally just describing things people can't see.
Okay. I like the whitewash waves better.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
And I honestly think the colours of on the shore look better.
Do you think that I could sell it?
Yes, $80.
$80, you think?
Yeah, easy.
Wow. Well, that's what we're doing on the show.
Oh, we're going to sell it?
Yeah, we'll sell it.
$80. Have you got it here?
No, I'll bring it in.
Excellent. Oh, well, that's good. I think
$80?
Yeah. I think you could sell that.
Paint and sip class.
Not bad. I want to get better with each class. I think I'm going to go to classes.
I can't believe you've taken up a new hobby. Maddie, the artist.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, $650 is up for grabs next with Smash for Cash. We've smashed a random item with a giant hammer, and it kind of sounds a little bit like this. It is your job to work out what we have smashed. If you think you know what it is, 13-10-09, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yes, we've smashed a random item somewhere in the building here with a giant hammer. It's worth $650. What you need to do, you need to go to newfm.com.au because all of the incorrect guesses are there. We'll go through a couple. It's not a money tin. It's not a coin. It's not a jewelry box. It's not a poker chip.
All what of do you those think is it a is? No.
Here it is.
Okay. Very distinct time. Sound. Let's meet Robbie. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are we all?
Very well, thank you, Robbie. You've been thinking about this? You've been talking with the grandkids about it?
I have.
Okay, and what do you think it is for $650?
I think it could be buttons.
Buttons?
Like what kind of buttons? You got to get, because there's a lot of types of buttons. Yeah. What do you mean?
Buttons that go on clothes, a metal button.
Okay, clothing buttons.
Okay. Sorry, Robbie. Incorrect.
No good.
Bugger, I had that money put away already.
You already spent it in your mind, hadn't you?
Thanks, oh, well. Robbie.
Shouldn't have got so ahead of yourself.
We'll add that to the list at newfm.com.au.
It's not buttons.
No.
$675 it's worth tomorrow, guys. That is us done. Enjoy the rest of your day. Jackson's up next. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Sorry, I was distracted by buttons. Whitney Houston, bit of a remix. Cowell I know, it's on the way.
Is it with Kygo?
Yeah.
He's found a real niche, Kygo. Just remixing old Diva songs.
Oh, isn't it Clean Bandit?
Oh, it is too. Yeah.
But I know what
same
you mean.
Deal.
Copying Kygo.
What's the difference?
Not original. I mean, it sounds great, but come on, guys.
This, on the other hand.
Oh yeah.
The wow. Writers. Haven't heard this in forever.
Yeah.
No, right.
Bit of a flashback.
Yeah, they're coming up. Add the Biebs as well.
He's coming to the country.
Guess how much his VIP meet and greet tickets are.
Oh.
Meg sent this through to me yesterday. It broke my little heart. $1,700.
You're not getting them?
No.
No, no.
Would I don't think I won that competition, so.
Yes, of course
I
would.
Like he would be a disappointment to meet.
No.
I don't think he put much effort in. That's my thing, because he's going to be doing this right across the world.
This would be his greeting, meet and greet.
Just go pay $30
bucks. How you
that.
Doing? Hey, how you doing? And shake your hand, and that'd be it.
He wouldn't even shake your hand.
Quick like photo.
Just go pay $30 at that restaurant where they treat you bad.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Hey, guys, enjoy your day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
The Novos.